The boys are back in town. Welcome back to the Deadlock Podcast, episode number 125.
Yeah, that's right, I think.
You nailed
yes,
it.
I'm that pretty sure that's right.
Yeah, that's if not, it's close enough.
That's a lot of episodes, yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's plenty of them.
We're going to be talking about AEW Dynamite from this past week here. We're also going to be talking about... What's that?
Huh, Tony?
What's that, dude?
Take it away.
Pal. AEW Dynamite for this past weekend, we're going to be talking about DPW You Already Know, which aired on DPWOnDemand.com this past weekend.
Oh, my God. It went so well, and it was so good.
God, all the people were there, and they loved it, and everybody's tweeting.
The millions.
And trended. It was great. No issues at all.
Everyone tweeted about DPWYAK, and they're still tweeting about it right now, even during this podcast. Oh, my God.
I'm actually excited to talk about it. There's some really cool shit on that show.
There is,
and,
there is
going to be
spoilers,
so if you have not seen it yet, you know, heads
up. You
better
go see it. If
also, check out
it,
DPWOnDemand.com.
Kick your fucking ass.
Now, before we get into everything, DPW updates, or I guess Deadlock updates.
Oh,
double
fuck.
Watch this.
Double?
67 and 68 went up.
Oh, my God. Whoa. A twofer?
We watched Sairi versus Takumi Iroha from 2018 Diana. And we also watched Young Bucks versus Steen Erico from 2009 Ring of Honor.
Yeah, these both kicked fucking ass. These were awesome.
Probably two of the best matches we watched on.
Yeah, we were just looking for some fun stuff to watch, and that's where we ended up. So go check those out. That is the $5 tier on the Patreon. And we got something else coming up for the $10 tier, don't we, James?
SGH Live 21. The Royal Rumble special will be on January 21st. That is a Friday.
Friday.
That's right. We are moving it
from
Saturday afternoon to Friday nights.
Yes.
Royal Rumble special, SGH Live 21, Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes. And by the time this comes out, we may have already decided which one it is, but you don't get to know that yet.
Just wait a little bit longer.
It's that Royal Rumble, if
you
think. You
know, it's probably, fucking 05. I think that's right.
That's crazy that's
whatever.
The one, but
yeah.
I'm down for it, baby.
Sure, whatever
Daddy
you want.
Daddy 2022 voting is up. So make sure to get your votes in, especially for the most fucked fucker award of 2021.
There's a lot of fun categories we added this year to the Deddies for the superlatives. Of course, we have the most fucker, as James said. We have the returning crunch and munch most likely to say bleh. We have the shittiest bitch award.
That's a good one.
And one of my favorites, the Red Notice Best Batista Entrance Award.
Oh,
which
there's some good names this year for that.
It's
one.
A lot of strong contenders for the Best Batista Entrance Award. So get your votes in. Twitter.com/deadlockpw is where you can find the little doc to go vote. So go do it.
All right. Time to get into the Deadlock patrons here.
Yes.
Let me give you guys a big update here. We have a new tier, the $15 tier, of course, changed from 25 to 15. So go check that out for sure.
Yeah.
There's some cool shit up there, and I think you will enjoy the rewards.
What are they getting that 15 piece?
You get your name on DPW stuff, like all of it. So fire episodes, spark episodes, pay-per-views at the end. You get a big thank you for that. You get behind-the-scenes stuff, like vlogs from our journeys being wrestling promoters, which is crazy enough as is.
The first one is already up there from the first DPW Fire Volume 1 tapings. We did a behind-the-scenes thing, and I'm going to be working on the next one for Yak here soon.
Also, you will get pre-sale ticket codes and things like that. So for the next events that we are announcing sometime, I guess, soon. You guys can go ahead and get your tickets before anyone else gets them, so you get those front rows, because those front rows sell out in like an hour. So be sure to check that out.
And as you can tell from a lot of the shows we've done so far, the front row is very involved in the show.
Yeah, you'll be moving a lot.
You either move or you hit somebody or you're bending the knee. There's a lot going on.
There is too much going on. So you get a lot of cool stuff. You can check that out. Patreon.com/DeadlockPW as usual. Let me get some shouts outs here. $1
tier. Let them know.
We had Ching Ching, Bling Bling,
ooh,
Cut the Cheddar.
Oh,
KJ
fuck.
With
the
a
hell?
Mask. Patronus, right. Tori Mihan.
Hello.
Riley Kearns.
Tori.
$1.50 tier. Sleeve Harvey.
Sleeve.
$4 tier. Kieran S.
Let's
$5.
Go.
Brian Danielson lost a hangman, and that's for Trucity, you fucking marks.
That's my fucking
Drew
guy.
Davis. Aaron, A2707. Cash Kobashi. $8 tier. You have Ho Ho Loon on You Already Know. Please watch Dragon Gate in the Clean Pop Battle Royale, where wrestlers compete for a lifetime supply toilet. $10 tier.
Whoa.
Trace Forrester. Richard Millett. $11.50 in tier. Okay. VT, $12. James Wallstrom. Hello. James McDonald.
Yeah.
Tyler, my foreskin is a Skittle pouch. Brown.
Oh,
$14.25. Okay. Owen Matthew, $13.50. Okay. Jacob DeRuin.
Hello,
$15
Jacob.
Tier. Thousand Island. Big, hello. Sloppy, flaccid Hulk. Ski. The cock says, whoa, Johnson. The unhinged one.
What?
Jarova, 52. Miguel Botello, 500 meter Nux. Death Why? Bomb, 420.
Whoa.
Panthers Rule, 95.
Hello.
Alex. Whoa. Cox. Radical Apollo.
Just
Kid
Cox.
Bandit's biggest fan. Bad
wow.
News Brendan, the DPW towel guy.
That is him. Shout out.
$16.69. Neon Warrior Skyler,
hello.
But I have an unreasonably long name to read off, Ski Woe Son. $60 tier, Jackson 97 Gaming / Reactions. $100
okay.
tier, Jeremiah Price.
Whoa.
$180
tier,
Eric W. Swag like whoop, Jim Ross. Swag. Call me Kurt Angle. Baseball. And still, the Patreon champion of the world, Chase. Johnny said, I'm a handsome fucker, but I'm not nearly as handsome as him. Talking about Little Guido's theme songs. Nasty. $169.69.
Chase is taking again? He's taking some liberties with these name changes, but he is still the fucking champion. He's been Swag. Champion for a long goddamn time. So Chase, thank you so much for being shut the fuck up.
What? You don't like the ad-libs? All right. DPW, you already know time.
Yes, DPW, you already know, premiered on Saturday. So again, if you have not watched DPW, you already know, on dpwondemand.com. Go do that before you listen to this
yes,
part.
Yes, watch the VOD. Watch the VOD.
Please
sure.
watch the VOD because it's awesome. Very, very fucking fun stuff. A lot of crazy shit on there. Crazier than even we expected, and we put it together.
Yes,
so it's,
that's for true.
It's crazy. So from this point on, we are going to be freely talking about the show, including spoilers. So if you do not want to be spoiled, do not listen to this part. Okay. Bojack one. All right. Anyway, and now it's time.
Yeah. For the main event.
Oh, wow. Fucking hell. So, what a fucking show.
Yeah, truly.
Top to bottom. Like, really, really fucking unbelievable stuff. It just kept getting better and better. The crowd was there for fucking everything.
Yeah.
We never ran this place before. So, we said last week, we went through. If you missed that, go listen to last week's episode because we did a little pre the show talk of the show leading up
yes.
to you already know and all the fucking bullshit that went on through that. Shouts out to
yeah.
the fire marshal, you fucking motherfucker.
Yeah, that dude's
you.
Fucked, man. I mean, I also like Spider-Man 1, big Sam Raimi guy, but you gotta get a clue.
Man, I don't even know if I can tell you what my favorite match from the fucking show is because they were all so different and so goddamn
yeah.
good, man.
You're right about that.
Going back and watching it like through the film we were commentating it. It's like, wow, I guess it's just like a different experience. I guess it's like, you know,
yeah,
way different, but yeah everything hit just stupid. So
yeah, watching it as a commentator is actually real different than watching it as a viewer. But then like watching it as like, yeah, we get three versions of it because we watch it at the show as like running the show. Then we watch it as commentators and then we watch the final like full thing. And it's like
the premiere. Yeah. Yeah
it just keeps getting better.
Crazy.
It's like, oh, this is fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
Did we? Tony, you said we told the ring bell story. We did tell the ring bell story that we had no
yeah,
ring bell.
Because Tyler tweeted you back saying I got good
okay.
news and bad news.
Well, if somehow we didn't say that, we didn't have a ring bell.
We have a ring bell now.
We do now.
Yeah,
we got
huge.
A big fucking ring bell. Yeah.
I got like an actual ball peen hammer. We're gonna hit the bell with. It's
hell
like a
yeah.
gong, pretty much. It's not even a bell at this point.
We're gonna break it with gong. How hard we're gonna hit this fucking thing.
Yeah, it sounds great.
We didn't have a ring bell, so yeah, we had James going in the ring, and well, we were on the ring, and we asked the crowd to be the ring bell. So whenever the ref signaled for the bell, the crowd would go dig, 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 and it worked really well. Shockingly.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Dude, yeah,
yeah so shout out
Loon
to everybody.
I had no clue what that was.
Oh, Loon is fucked.
Did he tweet about it? He was like, what's this ding, ding? I don't understand.
Yeah, so I don't understand the ding, ding thing, but I had a lot of fun.
I got an idea for you, too.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my God. Speaking of ideas, I guess we could talk a little bit about the things people wanted to do on the show. Like, there was multiple people. That I guess how do I what when would they have seen this? Oh, when Skylar and Yusufur are running up the the escalator stairs
that
fucking
so
portion.
Fucked.
That leads to like this big area up top where people were coming into the show, and there's like a, I guess there's like a, not a balcony, that's not the right word for it, but there's an area where you can pretty much just watch the show from up there. And there was multiple wrestlers. I don't know if if we want to say who. I guess it doesn't matter.
There's
you can
lot.
Figure it out if you know. Yeah, you can probably figure it out. Who wanted to either dive or be thrown off of that area.
What the hell?
And it came
Bunch
close.
Of maniacs
I'll tell
here.
You that what much.
Yeah, it turns out, you know, we got like four police officers, a fire marshal, and all this stuff in here. So, you know, they're guarding that balcony. They saw these guys are fucked. So they're guarding that balcony with their lives. They said, no, not tonight.
Yeah. Speaking of fucked, Colby Carino is out of his goddamn mind. He's like, can you give me some carpet strips? Like, we had to send people out to buy like all this stuff
what
for his match.
Hell?
Like doors and carpet strips and a wiffle ball bat. We tried to get thumbtacks. But we couldn't, there was like only like, there was must be a thumbtack shortage in Raleigh, North Carolina, because we were struggling to find thumbtacks, so no thumbtacks.
We should have just told him to get the Millennium Falcon Lego set and just let him go crazy with that.
Build it as you, while you're at it, just build it.
Imagine just putting that in the ring and they do a spot onto the Millennium Falcon Lego
Holy
set.
Holy fuck. Keep that in, but let's save that memory as well. Let's keep that idea.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That was fucking, it,
shout out to
like,
both of those guys, by the way, Colby and Gringo, because they, I mean, Colby was coming for a hardcore match with Cologne, which, you know, he
would've
was scheduled
different.
For that. Yeah, it would have been way different. Gringo's not, he doesn't really work hardcore stuff. And,
no.
like, he was expecting to come in and work, like, a lucha match with Frightmare. And, like, he was totally down. Like, didn't hesitate at all. It's like, hey, would you be cool with doing this? And he said, yes, I would love to. And it's just like,
not only that, he fucking, they killed it. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's the first time they've ever had a singles, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, awesome. It didn't feel like it, because it felt like they like had a lot of shit in the fucking chamber. But yeah, God, that fucking I don't the electric chair cyclone power bomb. I don't even understand.
Yeah,
and then the pile driver,
like, so gnarly.
Holy fuck, these guys are out of their fucking mind. Speaking of out of their mind, Calvin Tankman and Blake Christian just. Somehow, again, another first-time match, never happened before, and they
can't
just
believe that. That's
annihilated.
Crazy.
I think they were like crossing paths. Like Calvin was just like coming through when Blake was like leaving that area, and like they just never really met up. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Holy fuck, that was fucking gnarly.
Chip on their shoulder,
hell.
Both of them, really.
Hell yeah, man.
I think
Which is
so,
like,
yeah.
who like? It's actually crazy to think that like. Cause I mean, it's the indies, you know, like, you know, who knows who's going to show up to want to do what. And like, we have high expectations for everything we do. So we're like, we're wanting everyone to kill it, but you know, who can, you know, whatever. But like, these guys were going, like putting on a fucking clinic going. I couldn't have been fucking happier, man.
Yeah. Tankman's turned into the DPW gatekeeper.
How did Calvin Tankman become a deadlock pro wrestling guy? He's like people associate Calvin Tankman with us, which is like, I'm honored. I love that shit.
That
but
is
like,
great.
Calvin Tankman's been incredible for years.
really.
Yeah, so originally we just had him to come in. We wanted to be in the tournament, like for the title, and then
we knew he would, he'd be like a delivery guy. Like he'd come in and just fucking go crazy.
Hell yeah, and he did. And then
he did, and then people
and
were like,
he's a DPW
he keeps
guy.
Going. Yeah,
now.
He went too crazy, and everybody's like, oh, this is a DPW guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Calvin Tankman. He's, bring him back. All right, I guess.
Thing to read ever.
Yeah, it is fucking awesome. The Battle Royal went stupid. Just exactly what I wanted it to be.
A lot of new faces, which are fucking
hell
cool
yeah,
as
man.
Hell. I've never seen these people before, and they were fucking crushed.
Shouts out to all of them. Yeah, they were all did fucking great. Fuck Josh Fuller. Just fuck him, really. Just
I don't think I've ever seen someone go for a double overdrive.
That what my the shot
head.
The shot I think it was like someone got eliminated and then immediately cuts back and Josh is grabbing double wrists for a double overdrive. What a fucking asshole.
It just keeps panning every time. It's like, oh look, this guy might be getting eliminated, and then it pans over and here's Josh holding somebody's wrist.
Fucking hell, man. What's wrong with this guy? And then Yusufur, I have no idea where this fucking guy came from. This guy
disappeared and he was there.
Caveman.
That's why he speaks English. He speaks his own language. I don't even know what's going on.
Didn't know what the rules of a battle royal were and then tried to kill Skylar Mack. BK
doesn't like
Westbrook.
Canadians, though. That's crazy.
No.
Not a
not.
Big Canadian guy. Caveman don't like Canadians historically.
It's like. A lot of the people that stood out from that are people that like got put into that the day of.
Yeah, really? It sort of like, became something crazy.
Yeah. BK Westbrook, who's fucking great. He's
fantastic.
Yeah. I still don't understand the sliced bread that he does. Doesn't make any goddamn sense to me, but
no
he does
way.
It.
Yeah, he's fantastic too. I'm sure he'll be a big time player.
That was fucking awesome. Of course, you and Ryo Mizunami just god damn, dude.
I think we might have talked about it a little bit. We went out to eat or whatever, and they were out there.
Yes.
And we talked to them because they were kind of wondering what kind of match they should have, I guess. Maybe they didn't expect people to kind of know what's going on, I guess.
Yeah.
But we talked to them. We're like, yeah, like, just assume that everyone in this crowd or everyone watching at home has seen your last 10 matches because they probably, you know, they've at least seen you guys face, or they at least know how you guys, you know, wrestle when you're not, when you're in Japan, which I told them that's like kind of what we wanted, was like, think of it like you were booked in Japan for a match.
Right.
Because that's what people came to see, you know? And that's what they did. And that's what they fucking gave, man.
Holy
shit. The crowd fell in love with both of them, man. Like, truly. Yeah. It was awesome to see.
And that's like, man, that I think that's like the most special part of it to me, is that like, I've been to hundreds, maybe almost 1,000 fucking wrestling shows at this point in my life. I've been to so many shows. And maybe it's obviously because I'm more involved in this one that feels different. But like, especially nowadays, like, Deadlock Pro fans are there to like love everything. They will give everything a fucking chance. You know what I mean? So like,
truly.
So like, and thankfully, and they trust us to like put on, like give them a show that they can enjoy. So like, thankfully, I think we've met and hopefully exceeded their expectations, because they're there for everything and then some.
Yeah, they're just like, along for the ride, which is fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
Fuck, it's awesome, man. And I mean, you can't talk about the show without talking about BoJack versus Andrew goddamn Everett, man.
Yeah, really. Oh,
these two were, I mean, this is a little inside, super inside, but I mean, even before we officially announced anything, even before anything was official, even before we had the belt design, it was always BoJack and Andrew Everett. That was always the goal.
Yeah.
And it delivered every fucking bit that we wanted to. And
it was
God
BoJack and Andrew
Everett
before we even got the logo.
It was. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Before Fire even had a name.
Yeah.
It was always like, them too. Yeah.
It's sweet because it's like both of your boys like coming together in the main.
It's so
awesome.
And it's like, it's weird because it's like, you know, like I think people, when we were reading the everyone had a prediction about what the finals would be. I don't know if I saw any that said BoJack versus Andrew, which made it even better. Because it was like, you know, it just worked out, and they fucking, oh my God, they brought out some shit that I haven't seen. I haven't seen Drew do some of that stuff in a while, and BoJack busted out some fucking crazy shit.
Fuck,
whole new move.
BoJack's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
These
BoJack
two are incredible.
Just turned 22 the day before the show, too.
That's crazy.
What,
man,
a birthday weekend. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got
really
streamers. Shit. You got streamers.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
He
what
asked
a
for
fucking
that for
match.
His birthday.
That's cool. And he got it. And he looked cool. It looked great too.
It did look fantastic.
Man, just like, so I mean, there's obviously more on the show. Everything was it built, and then it fucking, that main
some
event
of the promo
was,
stuff we got was really cool. Like, guys,
the Battle Royal promo?
Yeah. We had tried to do that Battle Royal promo. You guys can actually watch these promos on our YouTube at Deadlock Pro YouTube. YouTube.deadlockpro.com, I believe.
Yes.
But we have been trying to do this this idea for this Battle Royal for two tapings now.
Yes.
Where it was like, we wanted to bring everyone, because we'd never really seen anything like that, where like, you get everyone in the room at the same time and they just start fucking fighting. And like, we finally got it. And then Luther was like, dropping deadlock lines, and it's just, we like, he just said those lines.
We were all confused because he was hitting deadlock lines, and I went up to him after. I was like, oh, did like, because I thought maybe Tony told him to say it, or maybe you. I was like, who told you to say that? He was like, oh, I listened to the show. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
I was like, I knew he listened, but I didn't know he listened like that.
Afterwards, he came up, he's like, was it okay that I said that? And I was like, what? Yeah, hell yeah, it was okay. You say
turned
more
out fantastic.
Of that.
Yeah,
I mean, even the comments on YouTube were like, yeah, this is like the coolest one. This is sweet.
Shout out to Tommy, Father Axe Keeper, for translating the you and Ryo Mizunami promos for us, which is
awesome.
Another
hell
thing
yeah.
We
translate the whole fucking time
more
there.
Yeah, he did. Oh my God, fucking fantastic help. Man, just everything was fucking good. I could go on and on about this fucking show. Fucking there was a chant for me at the beginning of the hardcore match, was just fucking surreal as hell.
Yeah, that was really cool, actually.
Doesn't make any sense. even after the show, so show ends, we're all just fucking, you know, in our wits about us. James was having to leave very quickly at the end of the show because, boy, oh boy, the hotels love us, huh?
Every time, man. It's like,
so what happened this time?
Well, no, I mean, I guess it's because we booked like 10 something rooms, you know what I mean, for workers.
Yes.
So like, you know, the hotel just, I don't know. They always get mixed up. They're like, oh, we can't do this, can't do that. They're like this time, like, oh, you didn't check in before midnight. Yeah. Yeah. Like, we didn't check in before midnight. I'm like, man, it's like 12:04. Like, the show, like, you know what I mean? We had to break everything down. Yeah, yeah.
They were just there, like 11:59, a couple of them were. Like, it was.
Yeah, so
like,
I get a couple texts, like, hey, the reservations aren't working. So I'm like, oh, I go over to the hotel, and there's fucking, you know, six wrestlers sitting in the lobby.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? We'll fix this. So I go over to the desk, go, so you the wrestling guy? I go, yeah. He goes, all right, yeah, we go, we'll fix these rooms or whatever. And I had to just buy more rooms because
fucking hell,
apparently,
man.
If you don't check in before midnight, it just cancels that's your whole crazy. Booking that you already paid for.
Fuck.
How does that make any fucking sense?
You pay for it and then you don't get it.
They should still have the room till checkout time. It doesn't make any sense.
No one's going to be in there until 3 p.m. the next one. Yeah, like just
know,
let them in.
Yeah, it was the same business with the U-Haul. Oh, yeah, you were late, so you don't get the U-Haul anymore. We paid for it.
Yeah, right. It's like, yeah. Oh, you're supposed to check in at 8. Well, it's only 9. Yeah, well, we are renting out again.
What the fuck? How does that even work? How's
stop
that a business
doing
market?
That.
Yeah, that was fucking bullshit.
If you put your credit
man.
Card down, you should hold it for as long as
yeah,
you
yeah, what
it,
the hell? Know? Weird. Weird stuff. Well, always
we got
something.
To meet. It's always, I mean, that's not the first time we had an issue with the hotel, too. It was a different hotel, yeah. But also kind of same issue. No, yeah. What was the last time? They just didn't have them last time or something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. They was like, yeah, I don't know. It was like, okay, well, yeah. You know, we got 10 people here. They need a room. Hello. Yeah.
This time they sent us a list of names and said these are all the names and here we got them rooms, so they actually got them, but just
yeah
late checking, I guess.
Yeah,
oh well,
yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah, truly.
It was, I mean, also speaking of the fans of Deadlock Pro, shout out to everyone that came out. A lot of people came out from a lot of different fucking places, which is always mind-boggling to me, like all over the fucking world people were coming to the show to see what we got.
It's crazy to see people that like I drove like 7 hours or something. I'm
oh my
like,
god!
What the hell?
Yeah, there was people that I recognized from the fucking Chicago meetup.
There were people
that
wearing
were
the Chicago shirt.
In the Chicago shirt, I was like, yeah. Holy shit! What are you doing here?
yeah, that's crazy.
So meeting all, I mean, that's always fucking so.
I was talking to Matt. I think
humbling.
He drove like what 10 hours or something.
Yeah,
like down,
I think
and
so.
He said,
yeah,
"I gotta leave.
Yeah.
I gotta drive.
Yeah, I gotta go. Yeah, yeah." Yeesh. So thank you all so much for not only loving Deadlock and Deadlock Pro as much as you do, but loving us, because you know some of you have been on a ride with us individually for years, like you, New Legacy Guy, or just on Pulse or Tony's like YouTube, like
yeah,
known us for a long time. So like meeting you all was really fucking cool, and hopefully we were able to give you enough time to make it worth your while to bullshit with you. We were running around with our fucking heads cut off for a lot of that show. So it was it's not easy, but we love you very much. Thank you all so much for being there and fucking wanting to be a part of what we're doing, which is fucking cool. We got signed a door.
That I was too, fucking
yeah. James, did you sign the door? Did you get to sign the door?
I did.
Fucking hell. Signed a whole door.
That was cool. Follow the picture out on the subreddit.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, he posted the picture of it, which is pretty
cool.
That's
cool as hell. Yeah. Man, and then, the show ends, and we're all fucking around. I think we got kicked out at, like, 12:30. Girl was really nice. I don't know.
We were supposed to be out of there at 11:59, but...
yeah. No, I ended up kicking everybody out. I kicked everyone out, because they were sitting around. I'm like, oh, you guys probably want to go home, huh? Yeah. All right, everybody get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we would.
We were just...
Because people just hang around and bullshit, you know, they just talk.
Definitely hanging around bullshitting, but I was also fucked. My fucking foot was the size of a balloon, so.
Oh, that shit was nasty. Never show me that again, dude.
Oh,
that
it sucked,
crazy.
Bro. Yeah, it was horrible. Fuck. So we were hanging out after the show, just bullshitting everyone's. I mean, oh, God, even after the show, man, just like everyone that's like, everyone stuck around just to like say, hey, like this was awesome. Like, thanks for having me. Like, people that like have been wrestling for like Andrew fucking Everett says it. And Andrew Everett's been fucking everywhere, bro. So you don't gotta say thank you to us, you bitch.
He came up and said, thanks for that opportunity. I said, shut the fuck up. Thank you for this opportunity to be on the show.
Fuck, man. So yeah, we get out of there. Oh my God. It does not end though. The trip does not end there. The show does not end and then we're all happy. So we leave, we're all hanging out, the ring gets loaded up and all, everything's, you know, packed and all, U-Haul's all packed, and we're like, all right, we need some fucking food. So it's, God, what a group this is. It's, it's us three, it's my friend Tori and her boyfriend, it's Maddie, Ryo Mizunami, you, Tommy, Sprite, the Vibe guys, Malcolm is a Vibe guy, so Malcolm was there, Brandon, Aaron Dalton, who am I forgetting?
Matt was there.
Oh, yeah, right, Matt, Skylar, Yusufer, and I think Wavy Will was also there. Yeah. So there in total, I'm sorry if I'm missing anybody, there was like 17 of us. So we're we gotta get fucking food. So the first plan was Waffle House. That's, you know, of course, that's where wrestlers go. You go to Waffle House. So
yeah,
we go. Waffle House is like probably like what, Tony, like 10, 15 minutes from the venue.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad drive.
It wasn't bad at all. So we're going to Waffle House and we pull up and I look at this Waffle House and I'm like, oh no. This is the smallest fucking Waffle House I may have ever seen, and it is packed. Now, mind you, it is like 1:30 in the morning, so I was like, I did not expect it, but I guess, you know, it's Saturday going into Sunday, like,
yeah.
People were all fucking doing whatever, and we were out doing whatever, so it's like, ah, here we go. So, Waffle House, no go. So we're like, all right, let's go to IHOP, right? That was the next one. Find a 24-hour IHOP where I'm calling, and now, at the same time, we're sitting there in the parking lot. I'm having to call James. James, never mind. We're going to a fucking IHOP. James is having to fucking turn around and go. I'm having to call Brandon. I have to make calls to everybody to situate everybody.
Yeah, because some people are taking Ubers. And
that's right. Tori and I think Tommy and Rio and you were taking Ubers, so James has to call them. I have to call Tori and to call the Vibe guys. We're all calling around, like, fucking just scuffed. So scuffed.
Just want some pancakes, man. That's all
I
want.
Eat something. So we drive to this IHOP. It's not too far away. That was probably like 10 or 15 minutes from the Waffle House. Get to this IHOP. 17 just fucking menaces walking into this fucking thing. And we walk up. And I think, was it you, Tony, that walked up to try to get us seats?
There's a group of us. I wasn't the one that talked to him, though.
Okay, well, we walked up and tried to get seats, and she's like,
that was me.
Was it you? Okay, what did she say to you?
Was this at the IHOP? Are you talking about the IHOP or the Denny's? Okay, the IHOP.
Yes.
So we walked up and she was just like, she looked at us, made like a real wide eye face, and looked goes to the back for a second, and then comes back out and goes, "Yeah, there's just no way.
That ain't gonna work. I don't think we can do this."
Are you sure? She walks back out for a second, comes back in.
We
just
don't
have it. We have two servers.
Yeah. So I mean, that's fine. So we're like, fuck. So we were like, okay, where can we go? We got to go somewhere. So was it you, James, that said Denny's? Or someone said Denny's.
I remember there's a Denny's. Yeah, there's a Denny's on the way back to where I live.
So I was like, hey, call first.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
James was more than nice about it. James calls him and he's like, hey, you guys, we got a group of like 17 people here. If you want us to come or you want us to not, you don't have to. You know, you don't got it. It's okay. Is that just too fucking much for you? It's okay. They're like, no, come on through. Now, I imagine this is the manager.
Yeah, Mr. Manager, sure, he wants all the business
he can handle. Mr. Denny's said, come through. So we go to Denny's, and all the while, each time that we're going to a new place, I was like, oh, I felt so bad that like Rio and you were like having to deal with this, but each time they got more and more excited about the new place we were
somehow it just kept going on the list. So,
like, thankfully, Denny's, we're like, oh, fuck yeah, Denny's.
Denny's,
like, oh,
hell yeah.
Sweet. So we get to Denny's, there's a million of us, and boy, our waitress hated us.
She was probably fine until the first question I asked is, oh, you guys got milkshakes at this hour?
You started this whole fucking thing, James. You were the fucking reason.
I want a milkshake now.
And then
everyone else around goes, ooh, milkshake, that sounds good. And she just goes, fuck. I'm going to see in her face like, oh, I got to go make 30 milkshakes.
At one point, she had like 10 menus in her arm, and the manager's trying to come up and get it from her. And she's like, get the fuck. They're like fighting over the menus, about the fist fight. And then he's like, I need these.
I don't blame her, man. It was like 3 in the morning or something at Denny's.
It was definitely 2:30 in the morning. I think we left at 3. So we
she
fucking
me. I've been like, all right.
Well, I wish we were here for this part. So we're all fucking leaving. We all leave Sarah goodbyes. Everyone's fucking going their separate ways. We say bye to Tommy and Rio and you and Maddie, and then we leave. And then I think it's the next day you tell me this. I think it was you, James, that said that after we left, like 10 minutes after, maybe not even, that a fight broke out in the Denny's. So Rio and you got to fucking watch a fucking USA Denny's fight.
Denny's fight. Yeah, Tommy texts me and goes, "Oh man, you guys should stay a little bit longer. There's a fight in the parking lot at Denny's." I go,
"Fuck!"
Yeah, Rio, you watched the fight in the parking lot.
Oh, I would have. I would have recorded it for the Patreon. I would have commentated it.
I'm not too sure what the hell they could have been fighting over in the Denny's parking lot, but
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Probably over milkshakes.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. What the fuck?
So after that, we go home, and then that was it. That was the end of the trip. And fucking hell, what a time it was from top to bottom. A fucking crazy wrestling show. Every fucking problem you could probably run into running a wrestling show, if not more. And in the end, it's the product is fucking sweet. So that's really everyone seems fucking happy with what they saw. So that's really all that matters to me.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we went to fucking Outback, and James is a fucking piece of shit.
No, he's not.
Move on. I wasn't there for this one. You gotta tell me the story.
No, it wouldn't make sense on the pod, I don't think. James insists that I'm from New York. That's really the brunt of the joke.
What was the other thing? Oh, yeah, Sprite.
Sprite's from Australia.
Yeah, Bloomin' Onion is a Sprite delicacy. Yeah.
Sprite is from the UK, and we took him to, you know, of course, a place that he would be very familiar with, Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, he loves the Bloomin' Onion.
He was trying to fabe us, saying he's never had it before and they don't have those where he lives and that he's never had any of those things. He doesn't know what a Big Chungus drink is. What was it? Big what
bloke.
Was the drink? Big Bloke.
I forgot about that.
Big Chungus.
James orders it. We're looking at the menu. He says, "I'm going to get this Big Bloke style." That's how I'm going to say it. I'm like, "Please, James, please fucking stop." He says, "I'm going to do it." He orders this. He said, "Can I get this? What did you even get? A Bud
Light?" I wanted the Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Get that,
yes. Yeah. Blue Moon, yeah, well, get the Blue Moon. It just, you can just say.
I look him straight in the eyes, dead in the eyes.
It's a Big Book style. You know?
He goes, "And that was a blue." He goes, "And that was a Blue Moon." I go, "Yeah, Blue Moon, Big Bloke style."
He says, "Bet." He knew. Somehow.
He knew. He said, "I got you, boss." And then, what was the other one? Oh, it was the cheesecake.
What was it though?
Newark style. Premium
no,
cheesecake.
New York style is what it is.
Sure.
But that's not what you fucking said. All right. Fuck, I hate you. This fucking guy, every time he books, like when we're getting flights to shit and all, he says, "Oh, are you from Jersey? You're from New York?" You know. You've known me forever. I'm well known from Philadelphia, which is not Newark, New Jersey, which is not New York. But every time James insists that I'm from Newark or it was New York at first. Somehow it turned into Newark. Also not New York and also not Philadelphia. Newark. So he God damn. So we're getting dessert and he's looking around. He says, "Oh, this
I fucking hate you." I'm going to get the skillet and I go, "No, hold on."
Yeah, I'm going to get the skillet cookie. And James says he says, "Oh, look, there's a New York style cheesecake. That's for you, right?" I said, "No, dude." He said, "I'm going to order this as Newark style." I said, "You don't." He said, "I don't even want it. I just want to do it for the bit." I said, "There's no one here. There's no one here." So
the bits are just as much for us as they are for anyone else.
So the fucking waiter comes up. James said, I wish I filmed it because the way James like leans on his elbow in preparation to talk to this waiter is you can tell he's up to no fucking good. He looks at this guy and he says, "Yeah, let me get the Newark let me get the Newark style cheesecake." And the guy had to like double back to ask me what I wanted. He said, "What do you want?" "Yeah, let me get the Newark style cheesecake."
What the hell? The fact that I got to double down on it was crazy. He's
and
like,
I'm sitting there trying my best. This guy probably thought I was an asshole. I was trying my best not to fucking bust out laughing in his face.
You were fine in the first one, but when he doubled back and I got to say it again, that's where you were like, "Fuck." Because I really iced that one in there the second time around.
Oh,
you had the
God.
Newark style cheesecake.
God, man.
He said, "No problem, boss." I said, "Thank you."
Fucking hell.
And it was good. It was a good cheesecake, man.
It was good.
I'm glad,
you didn't
like,
want it, though.
Wherever you're from can make the cheesecakes. Like,
that's not where I'm from. No, I don't live
there. I love
there.
That shit.
Great. Oh boy, so that was DPW You Already Know and everything that came with it. So if you haven't watched it already, I don't know how the fuck you listened to that whole thing. You just spoiled the whole show for yourself, but go if you want to watch it again.
With-
Bitch, if you want to go back and watch it again now knowing all the craziness that is surrounding it, you might enjoy it even more. So there you go.
All right, now it's time for the Untitled Theme Song segment.
Holy what? Shit, it still doesn't have a song or a name, right? I didn't realize.
Well, what are we going to be talking about here?
Well, of course, thanks to Chase, the Patreon deadlock champion, we are going to be talking about the theme songs of Little Guido slash Nunzio. We're going to look
at
his...
He said Little Guido. Did he say Nunzio? He
no, I mean, I think just for an extra because
two different
he's been,
people, right?
He's been so committed. No, just been so committed.
Don't cut me up, you son of a bitch.
He's been so committed to a bit here. Us talking about this that we should do both, I believe. I combine them as one. And we're just going to do ECW and WWE because I don't think we don't need to talk about like his fucking
no,
CZW
WCW
song.
Stuff or...
I don't think he was in
TNA?
WCW.
TNA wrestling?
I don't
TNA?
Know if he had a TNA song. Let me see. Oh, maybe he did have a TNA song. He did have a TNA song. We can talk about that too. I haven't fucking listened to it yet, so you caught me off guard now. I don't remember what it was. Whatever their FBI first theme was, let's see.
Welcome to the jungle.
Now I'm gonna
stay alive. Stay alive.
Let me see if I what is their fucking. All right, well let's talk about the WWE and
it was out of
ECW
touch
one,
by Hall and Oates.
Is that wait what? Where'd you see that?
I'm just remembering, you know. That was
I think,
WCW one.
I think their Impact no it wasn't.
Oh, yeah,
I think
right,
their Impact
right.
no it wasn't. I think their Impact one was just like a knockoff of Staying Alive actually.
Okay,
so
that makes
yeah,
sense.
So, yeah. So in ECW, Little Guido used first Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. None of us remember that, especially Tony. And then he used Going the Distance by Ty Conti's dad, Bill Conti. And last but not least...
His name is probably Bile Conti.
Boyle Conti. And then he used the FBI's second theme, which is Staying Alive by Entrance. It was just a remix of
ECW did not give a fuck. Just using the theme from Rocky. What the hell?
can we run a group like that where everyone's got like
all
really regular names?
Up.
Like my man Zach over here. This is Zoc.
Zach. I think write that down. I think it's a good idea. And then in WWE, he used Jamie Noble's second theme, which is 2Z Top, which I don't know the fuck that was.
That's the band.
Oh, he used the ZZ Top song?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. All
right, great. He used Manic Miner, which I don't remember what that was either. Spy versus Spy, the FBI's first theme, which I do remember it's kind of like a trance, kind of EDM kind of fucking sounding song. Mm-hmm. They used it mainly, I think they used it more in FBI like... They did like a promo thing where it was like the FBI hit list or something like that. Like that. And then they used Brooklyn by Jim Johnston, which is just No Sleep Till Brooklyn ripoff.
Nee, nee, nee,
and then Impact, I'm pretty sure they used a cover of Staying Alive as well. So because of Chase, let's pick our favorites here. Oh, Tony. Tony, you can go
first.
Well,
let's start at the beginning when I first saw Little Guido, you know. Back
WCW,
in 1992.
Right?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't there. He
was
never
like
in WCW. He might have been there, but he didn't have a song.
I think it was 89, actually,
90,
in WCW.
89 WCW?
When he came out to Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
So that was before ECW.
Oh, yeah, well, naturally. He broke into the business.
You can't work
in
ECW,
you know?
If it's not around.
That's but true. You said WCW.
Yeah, we're talking Jim plant. Crockett. Yeah, we're talking Jim Crockett.
Okay.
Nunzio.
Okay.
I mean, it became WCW, of course.
It was Nunzio and Jim Crockett's WCW?
Well, Nun, N-O-N-E-Z-I-O.
Okay. So, all
Nun,
right.
Nunzio.
So,
two
all
names.
Right, so... All right, I'm learning less and less as you keep talking, but I'm learning. All right, so what's your third or fucking pick something?
Huh?
For Tony?
I told you, Welcome to the Jungle.
That's your first? That's your favorite one?
That's my first, second, and third.
Wait, that's your 1, 2, and 3?
Welcome to the Jungle
Welcome
or
to
1, 2,
and
3?
Okay, and then we can put Brooklyn as like an honorable mention.
It's
yeah.
fourth?
So your number one is not Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson.
Wait, where do you see that at?
That was his WCW one.
No, it was not.
Like a Prayer wasn't
bad. I mean, John,
your
you weren't
first,
even,
second,
you
and
you
third are Welcome to the Jungle?
You weren't alive to appreciate it. Like
that's
I
what kicks
I
ass.
It does kick ass, but that's you don't know that as his song.
It's very Italian.
That was... What? sorry. So you're picking Welcome
to the Concrete Jungle. Man.
Welcome to the Jungle. First, okay. In all second, seriousness, Welcome to the Jungle definitely on the list. Okay.
What number?
It's on the list. Then you got Brooklyn by Jim Johnson. Definitely top is on the top.
It's sorry. Right, so on the Welcome to the Jungle and Brooklyn at the top.
Brooklyn
at the top or to
is
the top?
At the top.
All right.
Brooklyn's at the top.
And Welcome to the Jungle,
is to the top.
Right. All right. And third or second or first?
I guess we've been staying alive. I mean, that doesn't really represent him, but we could put
that
on
there. Are you fucking kidding me, bro?
But yeah, so that's my three.
So you don't like White America?
Where did he use White by Eminem? White America? Where
that
did
was
he
like
use what?
The FBI White song.
Where?
Was that WCCW, right? World Class Championship Wrestling?
I think so. I remember
that.
That
song didn't come out.
I remember that.
World Class was dead.
That was a cover song Eminem did.
Who originally did it?
I'm a non.
Well, yeah, they covered Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course.
His father.
I'm a non. Chase, I'm sorry, bro. I'm fucking...
Yeah, let me tell you my three.
Great.
Number one, Cliffs of
start
Dover.
Start at the bottom. Start at the fucking hell. Fucking start at three. Start at
three. Number three, FBI first theme song.
From where?
I just wrote that down.
That's what you wrote?
The fucking Jim Johnson one. The FBI first theme song. Jim Johnson.
The EDM
Nunzio.
One?
Nunzio, EDM. That's number three for me.
You just told me before we started that sucked. That's your third favorite now?
Well, when you're all your songs suck.
All right, I actually can't argue with that logic. I guess that's fucking fair.
FBI first thing, because there's nothing more Italian than...
Okay, sure.
So we take
all
that,
right.
Number three.
Number two?
Number two, Staying Alive.
Sure,
that's for
great.
True. That's for true.
Great pick. That's their second ECW theme, of course.
Yes. And number one, I think I got to go with Brooklyn, man.
Okay, thank God. Thank
there,
you,
James. What? What do you think I
was
going to pick?
Great
Feel
list.
Good drag? I thought about it.
No, he didn't use that.
Well, you don't watch much wrestling.
You weren't even alive when he was there.
When he was where? I wasn't alive when he was where.
Exactly.
All right, my top number one is Stay Alive. Number two is
Wait, you're going backwards or upwards?
Brooklyn. Huh?
I said number one.
Oh, you want to go the other way? Sorry. Okay, number three. Fuck, I don't even know what my number three would be.
Tears Don't Fall.
They didn't use that either. That
it's
wasn't
a good
even
song,
around
man. I
yet.
Like that song.
Yeah, it is a really good song, actually. I guess I think number three would be the TNA version of Staying Alive, and then two would be Brooklyn, and then number one would be OG Staying Alive. I think that's what I would go with.
Okay, so no Brooklyn for number one?
Brooklyn is number two is the order that I put that in, and number one is Staying Alive is the ECW one. That's what that was my list.
Okay, that makes sense. So there you go. For some reason, no one picked Feel Good Inc. Yeah, they're just not going to put that one in there.
Never use that.
I guess you just
I know. I don't know why we're not putting
it. Why didn't you put it on your list then of songs that
you
used?
You would have yelled at me because it wasn't.
You curated this
list.
Johnny curated this list.
This isn't
here,
just
so.
List your three favorite songs of anything.
Then
we're talking about Little Guido. We're talking about Little Guido. You know who that is?
Little Guido would have loved that song.
That's not big three songs you think
you know
Little Guido would
him.
Like.
I'm asking.
He was a big fan
I'm
of Rush. He was also a big fan of Rush, I heard.
Fuck! I bet he was! Rush kicks ass!
I'm not doing this ever again.
All right. Now it's time to talk about AEW Dynamite here for this past week.
Dynamite.
Let's go ignite. James
started off here with an Undisputed Era Town Hall.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Town Hall.
So they're still nameless.
I feel like they were just like they're teasing that they're just about to say their name. Like they're going to come out with it now.
They say like 500 different names, don't they? They're like the paragon of something.
Paragon is that the one we were talking about? I think that I think AEW may have also copyrighted or what trademarked whatever.
They said
the
something
fuck
else. What did they say? They said another name. I can't remember what they said, but they said something.
Dirty Sexy Boys.
Oh, they're the dirty, sexy boys. Of course. I've seen those guys.
This is what you told me the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, Undisputed Era is Jeremiah Plunkett, Wrecking Ball Ligurski.
Wrecking Ball Ligurski, too.
I love JTG. Ligurski. And JTG. What a more
JTG
than you
is
asked for.
Leading the group. Yeah, yeah. Of Jeremiah course. Plumpkin. I like
no,
that guy.
No, Plunkett.
Plunkett.
Huh?
JP. Plunkett.
Yeah, yeah.
JP. Wrecking Ball Ligurski.
Jeremiah Plunkett. Tatanka. And Tatanka.
Catch up! Tanaka.
It's Tanaka, not Tatanka.
That's what I said. He's coming in.
Ligurski was working 82 Jim Crockett Promotions, man, back when Nunzio had the songs. You
no
watching?
Songs. None of the songs.
Rush? Yeah, I remember.
Didn't I love Rush. Undisputed Era Town Nothing Hall here. Tony Schiavone kicks this one off hard. Adam Cole, greasy hair, great wrestler.
Who's ready for story time with the Chugs? I was watching Chug's stream the other day, and he was playing this thing where he's like on a rap song. He like raps. Chugs is going.
What?
Yeah,
what
I gotta send it to you. Yeah,
oh, that's
awesome.
Sweet. Shout out.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Well, the Young Bucks interrupt him here.
Well,
early on.
I almost got upset. I mean, if anyone was gonna say it, it's no big deal. But he says Adam Cole. He said, I'm undefeated in AW, and on top of that, the boys are back together. I was like, okay.
Yeah, hold on now. There's too many people in AEW to say the boys are back in town. There's
I know. Come
many.
On, man. Come on now.
Well, Matt Jackson says that he beat COVID in 2 days.
It didn't sound like it.
Which, I just wrote down here, oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no.
I think of that song from TikTok.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that's true. That's great if that's true. He sounded a little raspy, but, you know.
The math cool. doesn't. Yeah. Okay. Sure. All right. Well, anyways, Young Bucks say their New Year's resolution is get the AEW tag belts back. Red Dragon yes. says, funny enough, that is also our resolution.
How about that?
What the best friends come out and say, yeah, that's our resolution too.
We all have the same fucking resolution here.
Which they say that all of them are out here, all the best friends, but Tomohiro Ishii is not out here, so I don't really know what's going on here.
Was Tomohiro Ishii in the best friends, or are the best of friends course. Just in Chaos? Is that
no.
I think
Chaos
that...
is like a subsidiary
of the best
friends.
Oh,
wow. Yeah,
so
I don't
that
see
wrong.
Ishii, so hmm,
I got that wrong. I haven't seen Okada. Where's he at?
Adam Cole actually asked that. Where is Tomohiro Ishii? Ishii. So, I don't know.
I think JR said that too. And where's his boots?
Adam Cole asked Orange, what the fuck could you possibly have to say?
And Tony started fist pumping at the screen.
He said, this is the Adam Cole I remember. Hell yeah. The NXT takeover. Let's go, baby.
And then Orange starts fucking double legs and everyone starts fucking fighting. Everybody fight.
I love segments like that. That's so
Me
cool.
Me too. Orange tosses Brandon Cutler over the rope onto everybody, and then Cole low blows him, and then somebody slides into the ring to save save Orange, and I was like, holy fuck, it's Jeff Hardy, but it was Chris Statlander.
Actually pretty damn cool. I thought Statlander coming in was pretty sweet.
Hell yeah. I actually would love to see that match too. I think her and Cole would have a sweet match.
Yeah, so she puts herself in between Cole and Cassie, and then Britt Baker runs down to the ring.
Ooh, yes.
And okay. attacks her from behind and Watch hits out. Her with a gnarly curb stomp.
Just stomps her fucking whole dome piece in, yeah. And then holds Orange, and Cole hits him with a super kick, hits him with the boom.
Off of their head.
The bend the knee is what I said. And then the Bucks go to do the kiss spot with Cole, but Britt steps in and says, stop kissing my fucking boyfriend, you just had COVID, and kisses him instead.
That's probably a good call.
She kisses him, and JR says, oh, that was nice and romantic, Excalibur. Specifically targeting Excalibur. Oh, I'm a dad, Excalibur.
Heard about
like
that gimmick we were talking about and watch this. I said,
how about that? Oh, yeah, team masturbation, were you, Excalibur? You like that shit? Are you a little freak?
I saw it on the subreddit.
I follow
the
some
Deadlock
Twitter
subreddit,
accounts.
And I just heard that they have coffee machines under the desk. Is that a shoot?
What are you saying to me?
They have a coffee machine under the AEW announcer desk for the announcers when they're commentating. Like
is that
a keg
right?
or whatever? I don't know if that's a shoot or not. That's
I thought that
cool.
was a urinal.
Pissing in the coffee.
Whoops. Sorry, Excalibur isn't that nice?
So no coffee.
That is too hard. Okay.
Shut up, JR.
Wardlow pre-tape here. Wardlow gets a video package where they call him the conductor
Great.
Of violence.
Yeah.
They play orchestra music and show him kicking ass and doing the Powerbomb Symphony. And looks like they're going to be moving him in a little different direction than he was before.
Yeah, I couldn't really enjoy this because somebody in my ears was said, oh, hell yeah, Wardlow package. So it really just kind of threw it all for me the rest of the fucking segment.
Sorry, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean, bitch?
Wardlow versus CM Punk.
Woo,
big
boy.
Match. Maybe the biggest match in Wardlow's AEW stint.
He's got new gear for it.
Yeah, he looks fantastic. War Dog on the back.
Oh, they spelled his name wrong. That's weird.
Wardlow got purple and white on, dude.
That's fucking, he looked cool as fuck, actually. It was the crushed velvet style, too.
Dude, Wardlow, fantastic worker. I love this match. I thought it was awesome.
Fucking sweet.
He's cool as fuck, actually. So is this the finish you thought was going to be? What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I assumed Punk was winning. And I like, by the time he hit, you know, I was like, oh, okay, he'll hit a few, then Punk will, like, kick out at a close one, and then maybe GTS or something.
Did you like the finish?
I did. I actually liked the match a lot.
I like the match a lot too. The finish I wasn't as crazy about. I mean, I'm okay with it. It's fine. I just kind of think it's, you know, Punk got killed with these fucking power bombs forever, and Wardlow wasn't able to kick out of like a small package.
Because it's the small package or the business died 20 years ago.
Sure. Well, yeah. That's,
yeah. The small that's package true, is yeah, meant right. for those exact it's moments.
You're right. You know, I mean, that was Brian's fucking whole ROH fucking thing, too. Yeah. And I guess maybe the angle they showed, too, because it was very obvious that nothing was keeping Wardlow from kicking out with his shoulder. I was thinking, and Deb fucking said this, I thought it was, and that's made me think it was going to, that they were going to have a thing where MJF, like, accidentally fucking, like, gloms Punk or even on purpose. And Punk wins that way, and Wardlow fucking loses. So, like, him and MJF both have DQ losses or something like that, which would have been cool, too. But this is fine.
Yeah, I mean, I like the small package here. You know,
they can bring back the small package. I don't mind that, you know. Reinvent the small package.
Yeah, I mean,
package.
Sure. But, you know, the rest of the roster also has to follow by the same rules or else.
Yeah,
it's
good
just,
luck.
Yeah. Like I said, the business died 20 years ago, so whatever.
This match was fucking fun, though. I did enjoy this.
I thought this was all. It was a change of pace. Until the next match where they did the same thing.
they keep teasing Punk and MJF here. Punk was going to the floor to go after MJF, but Wardlow was like chasing after him to stop it. And then fucking Powerbomb fucking Symphony, brother. What a fucking sweet. I missed the knee, though. I do miss the knee, but Powerbomb Symphony is so
sick,
over,
man.
That it's like, it's hard to like deny that, you know, that's what he should do.
It's not like he used it every match anyway, so he'll just bring it back whenever, you know.
That's his kill move?
Yeah, I mean, that's
cool,
super finish.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that shit is brutal, man.
It's fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah, that's rough.
Punk hit Wardlow with a barrage of fucking strikes. Wardlow is not going down. Wardlow throws a line, and Punk ducks it, and then hits, like, a bunch of, kind of, like, I guess clotheslines? I guess that's probably the best way to call it. Wardlow wasn't going down from him.
Yeah.
Wardlow eventually hits the mat after taking a springboard clothesline. Punk hits a knee in the fucking corner, and then Wardlow starts the fucking powerbomb symphony, baby.
I thought he'll do one or two, and then Punk will roll out and they'll fucking call it, but he hit like five in a row.
He hit a ton of them, and then MJF stopped the ref from counting because Wardlow pinned him. MJF stopped the ref, and MJF said, I want more. And Wardlow picked him up and hit him with a fucking another. MJF wants another one. He does another one. And then they fucking go outside. Wardlow does it through a powerbomb through a table. Holy
Punk
fuck.
Punk was bumping tonight.
Hell yeah, he was going. Punk beats the 10 count, which was a real good job fucking selling that. And then Punk gets the inside cradle for the win. And Wardlow fucking is not happy about that one. MJF gets in the ring and starts flipping out about Wardlow losing. He's pushing him and poking him. And he, just so such a simple thing that Wardlow grabbing MJF's hand, the whole fucking building goes, oh.
Yeah, they're ready.
They want it. And then fucking Sean Spears, no shirt, all jacket, comes in.
Crazy bastard.
Comes in and begs Wardlow to stop. And he does not kill MJF just yet.
Wardlow drops the straps going up the ramp.
He's crazy. He's always pulling at those fucking things.
You know that motherfucker's
awesome.
Pissed.
Yeah. I love that fucking guy.
Powerhouse Hobbs versus Dante Martin is up next.
Yeah, man, I was hoping for, like, this didn't kick into, like, second gear for me, but I still liked it.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I wrote down here, maybe don't book two matches that are similarly booked back-to-back.
Yeah.
Hobbs spine busters him early on the floor here. Dante goes for his parkour flip.
Yes.
Hobbs catches in the torture rack, which I thought was cool, but
oh my God,
they don't
awesome.
Let that simmer for a minute. He gets out. I was like, damn, that could have been, like, a finish all day.
Yeah. Does he go back to it again? the torture rack? I feel like they teased it twice.
Yeah, because that's his like his new kill move is the torture
okay.
rack.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dante does a tornillo out to the outside, which looked just fantastic. Dante has actually gotten better. Like the guy just accelerated rate gets better
he's
every time he's out
so
there.
So fucking good. At some point, Dante got bumped to the floor and Ricky Starks starts fucking stomping him out. And then JR's had enough. JR on commentary says, "Hey!" screams at him.
That pissed coffee isn't different tonight.
Pissed coffee. William Regal style.
Jay Lethal comes down and rips Ricky Starks off the apron, which lets Dante hit the nosedive on Powerhouse Hobbs, and he wins.
Nosedive gets the win. I was like, oh man, wow. Not that Dante showed, but like, how many fucking tag partners does Dante have? Where's Leo Rush?
I actually don't know where Leo Rush is.
Is he like something going on? And Darius still not ready to come back, brother?
Yeah, I guess not.
Man, fuck.
Must have been a brutal injury, man.
I guess. Yeah, man, it must have been. But yeah, man, this was why I just wish they maybe less bullshit, kind of just let these guys go. I would have been happy with, but I guess, you know, they're building something fucking here.
Sure. Jay Lethal then takes Dante Martin out before Ricky can grab him. And I guess Lethal's back on TV doing this
I guess,
angle.
At least just for this. I imagine they do a tag. I don't know if they announced it or not, but I imagine
get away
a,
from him.
A tag.
Get a job.
Get a job.
We go backstage. Inner Circle won Faction of the Year somewhere.
PWI, of course. Okay. Runner-up was the NBA.
Eddie Kingston comes in and says, "Hey, just so you know, Pride and Powerful aren't tag champs because you."
He's mind your business. No one cares about Sammy. I want Garcia because look at my knee, bro. The fuck? And he says, "You two aren't tag champs because of Jericho." Jericho says, "This is the Inner Circle. We're family. I don't care what happened on the streets or on the indies. You got to get the hell out of our business." And Santana says, "You gotta get this shit together, bros." And then they walks out, and Ortiz also leaves. And Jericho says, "I'm gonna be in Sammy's corner tonight. And if 2.0 get involved, I'll kick their ass. And if you get involved, maybe I'll kick your ass too. Go fuck yourself."
Yeah, it was a GFY.
GFY.
Jericho says, "Shut your mouth." And Kingston immediately goes, "Make me."
What a fucking beast! Awesome. I love that fucking guy, man.
MJF then runs out on the ramp and says, "Hey, you want this match? You got it." See you,
Punk. Billy mouths shut while I'm talking, and they chant asshole to him.
Versus Sean Spears.
Yes, Punk and Sean Spears, which is gonna be fucking good, and everyone's gonna be surprised, and whatever. It's gonna be fucking sweet. I'm sure it's gonna be fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, we love Sean Spears.
I really do, man. I think he's really fucking good.
Yeah, I have a dream match with Sean Spears that I would like to see.
Yeah? What's that?
Yeah, Sean Spears and Wardlow versus...
Oh, hold on. All right, anyone... Oh, fuck it up. Why did I fucking let you do that? I was genuinely invested, too. Oh,
well, you should be,
God.
Because it's not a rib.
Oh,
this is not a rib.
Fuck off, man.
This is not a rib.
God damn it. Oh, I let you... Oh, my God.
Backstage segment. Undisputed Era and the Young Bucks are there.
Hey, how's it going?
And then they start yelling at the camera. Britt Baker comes up and they challenge. What, they challenge best friends to just a big tag?
I think it's Cole and Britt against Statlander and Orange, right? Intergender?
Yeah, I think that's what
they're
doing.
Okay, all right.
Right.
I thought it was a fucking clusterfuck.
So I did too at first. I was like, oh, the big fucking schmoz and everyone's going to be involved, but I'm pretty sure it's a tag. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the mixed tag thing.
And then they say, "Shut up, Brandon Landon." Whatever.
Hangman Page Town Hall.
Oh, hell yeah. We love the Hangman.
Yeah, Hangman says, "Hey, what's going on, guys?" And then Dan Lambert says, "You shut up." You shut up.
Hangman says, "These past 2 months, I've spent 90 minutes in the ring with one of the best in the world. But 90 minutes is not enough. It's a new year. The records have been reset, and the Hangman needs a new challenger." And then Dan Lambert came out, and I wanted to fucking cry.
Say, "Hey, how's it going?"
Hangman says, "Yeah, if Scorp or Ethan, if Scorp or Ethan want to..."
Prometheus and Bob, they want to tag fans tonight.
Awesome. If their gimmick was Prometheus and Bob, they'd be so much more over. Holy fuck.
You think TK knows what that is? You think TK, big kablam guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Big actually now, yeah, guys. Stinky Diver is Darby Allin.
He might be big baby. Big baby episode of that show is goated. It's on YouTube. You guys will watch it. Big
it
baby.
Is fucking... DPW has the Meltman, though. You can't have him.
Yeah, that's fucking so true.
It says, "If Scorp or Ethan want a match, they can tell me themselves. I don't need to hear it from a Facebook profile or something." I didn't really understand what he said there.
Yeah, I don't need you on that Twitter. Yeah, it just came out apparently. Dan Lambert just found out about that. That Twitter page, fuck you.
Dan Lambert says, when you won that title and these idiots chanted you deserved it, you looked them in the eye and said, I earned it, and you're right. You earned everything in this business except your gimmick. You stole your fucking gimmick from the Village People, and they say YMCA, but that doesn't make them a cowboy. So do yourself a favor.
Loved this part. Goes, man, you're good, bro. You've done some good shit. Unlike that bitch Cody Rhodes. Like, God damn, your gimmick sucks, man. You're not even a cowboy. Dick Murdoch is a cowboy. You damn right.
Tell that son of a bitch.
Dick Murdoch.
Stan Hansen, you motherfucker. Stan fucking Hansen.
It's just fucking spilling piss coffee
everywhere. Yeah. Than you. Piss coffee. Stop disrespecting the legacy of Dick Murdoch and Blackjack Mulligan.
Why you do that to Blackjack Mulligan?
Poor Blackjack. May he rest in peace or something. Is he dead? I don't even I gotta look. Rest in peace. RIP Blackjack.
I love Blackjack. My dad was a big Blackjack Mulligan guy.
Of course. He said, anybody from the Carolinas trying to be something they aren't just come across as being full of cowboy shit. So shout out to the Carolinas or not. I'm not sure really what he was trying to say.
To the top and at the top for the Carolinas.
That's fucking true. Hangman says, turning down a 6-figure contract to come here isn't cowboy shit. I don't know.
Who gave him a 6-figure contract?
I guess he's playing WWE was going to give him a 6-figure contract.
Well, he probably made a good call.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. he would have been Blackjack Page. You tell a son of a bitch.
Page.
That would be cool. Hangman says, why don't you come in this ring and let me shove these size 12 Caymans up your ass? Lambert says, I know you know that isn't going to happen. And then fucking Lance Archer fucking music hits. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot about Lance Archer.
Yeah, me too.
And he looks fucking huge, this fucking guy. He looks great. He comes out, Dan Lambert shit in his little drawers. Shouts out, James. And Lambert says, Archer grabs Lambert and says, the champ is in the ring. Don't let this opportunity go by. And Archer throws him aside and starts whooping Hangman's ass.
All you can hear in the background when Lance Archer comes to the ring and you hear Dan Lambert in the background, no!
Please! Oh, Archer starts beating Hangman's ass, hits him with a blackout through a chair, and motherfucking the Murdoch motherfucker is back, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is sweet. I wish Jake would come back.
Yeah, Jake got sick, right? Yeah, like COVID.
Yeah,
for, I don't know if he
issues.
Has COVID still, but... But yeah, man, I miss Jake a lot, man. I mean, it's cool to see Archer back, though. I was like, where was Archer? And I was like, oh, he fucking moonsault.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Damn. Ugh.
Yeah, holy shit, that was fucked. That was scary as hell.
Backstage segment, Arn Anderson with Brock and Lee Johnson.
Yes, the Anderson Johnsons. Family. Yeah, no.
I love that Brock subconsciously stands like Arn Anderson.
I think you're right. Yeah, it looks just like his fucking dad. Arn said this is horseman country. And here come FTR and Tully and Sonny.
Tully said, whoa! Yeah, you damn right it is, you bitch.
He said, if you want to feel that horseman style again, ditch these two and join us.
Look Arn at looks these at him. Fucking studs. This is horseman country, you bitch.
Ditch these two and join us. And Arn looks at him, he looks back, he says, this is my son.
It's my
and
son.
Tully says, yeah, leave him.
Tully Blanchard face god. This is my favorite fucking dude right here.
Yeah, horseman style for Drew.
Hey, it's horseman country. Hey, you damn right it is. You damn right it's horseman country. I got the horse right here.
He was like hurt. He's like, this is my son. Yeah, leave him.
I'll take him.
FTR then challenged Brock and Lee Johnson to a match. And Tully and Arn shake hands, and Dax says, see you next week, Dad. My son.
That's so sick, bro. That's Tully sweet. Blanchard forever, bro. I love this dude.
I don't know if it was Tony Khan. Somebody recently said, like, put over Tully huge as being, like, really helpful backstage and shit. So
I bet. He's the
cool.
fucking dude, man.
Yeah,
that's the horseman
awesome.
Right there, brother.
Yeah. Style, yeah.
We get a pre-tape. Jade Cargill, first TBS champion.
Yes.
Wow, Jade with the title here looks so good.
She looks fucking awesome, man. Smart Mark says, you know what it means that when you have a championship? More money. That's awesome.
That's fucking true.
Don't tell Bojack that.
No way. Hikaru Shida versus Serena Deeb, 4, I believe.
That sounds, it's probably up there. That's probably about right. I've probably seen three of them live. So that's true. About right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, Deeb comes out and attacks Sheeta in her entrance.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Sheeta gets in the ring to fight with her fucked up knee. And then
Did she hit her with a cane, or she just took her leg out during her entrance?
Then used the cane, right.
Okay, right. She swung the, oh yeah, that's right. Deeb was trying to hit her with a cane while she was down on the floor, and Sheeta like kicked it away. It looked pretty cool, actually.
Deeb gets the tequila sunrise, and then the ref stops the match. So
still not sure here. I guess, you know, it's been a minute. He's called her
Hikaru.
Hikaru.
He actually got it the worst he's ever gotten ever in this match.
Oh no.
He's only in match 4 on TV of this one feud. One of the longest women's champions in AEW history.
Hikaru.
I swear to God, he said like Hikaru or something.
Yeah, it's probably something.
What's
like
going
that.
On? It's phonetic. It's phonetic. Look at the word.
There's
no
words on it, bro.
There's no hidden syllables. It's phonetic.
Huh?
Yeah,
Deep fucking smashes her shit up. Yeah, Serenity Lock and fucking... The ref, the match didn't even start, right? It was just kind of ref.
No, the ref stopped the match, I think. I think it did start.
Did it? Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure how it went, but I wrote down the ref stops the match because I feel like I heard that on commentary. The ref stopping the match or something.
I thought it was just the ref was like stopping her from.
Maybe, sure.
Either way.
So doctors come in, check on her. Deep starts swinging the cane on them.
Oh my God, Kane comes out.
And here's Kane.
Da-na-na-na.
Kane.
Fuck you. Kane. Ty Kane.
Steve then takes the stick to Sheeta's knee and then.
Kane.
I can't. There's no words on it.
How the fuck do you? What the fuck?
Who is this?
Tay. Fuck.
No, where's Steve Austin?
Don't call that's your name, Blackjack Mulligan.
Dick Murdoch.
I love that fucker.
Yeah,
Ty Jai or whatever. Come out.
We're gonna get Sheeta versus Deep 15 next week, I think. So
why don't they just make it a best of 7? Call it that. They're just keep. I mean, I love that. I mean, this is my. Is this the longest like women's feud that they had? Because it feels like it.
I mean,
unless you count whatever the bunny has done on Rampage,
I guess,
episode 1.
Man, I guess this is a feud. I'd like for them to. They had like the one good go, and then they just said,
yeah.
So hopefully the payoff match, they jump off a cliff or something. Because at this
point,
if you have 9 matches in a row, you better go nuts with this.
Ty Jai and Sky Blue come out to check on Sheeta and help her to the back.
Well, that's nice of them, I think.
That was very nice of them. Shouts out Sky Blue.
Backstage segment. Just these guys.
Christian, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus, of course,
dinosaur
is who it is.
Jack Perry are the tag champs now.
Dinosaur and Jack Perry and Christian. Jay Reese.
These guys are the most gimmick tag team in the world. They're like, yeah, this is the dinosaur, and that's Jack Perry.
they might as well just start calling Luchasaurus by his fucking real name. He's Austin.
The dinosaur.
Austin the dinosaur. Jack Perry and Austin the dinosaur.
That would make more sense to JR.
I think so too.
Would.
Yeah.
Dude, they've flown Christian Cage in for like 12 weeks straight to go. Yeah, these guys are going to be the next guys.
These are my guys.
When are you going to start outworking people again, damn it?
Whatever.
He brought the jacket back and said, that's all I got.
Christian says,
I fucking love this guy. I want to see him wrestle.
Me too. Yeah, I mean, I want him to see him fuck Jungle Boy's shit up, dude.
Yeah, it's time, bro. Jack Perry,
hell
you're done.
Jack Perry died.
And Austin the Dinosaur, y'all are done.
Austin the Dinosaur, bro. I might not even be able to watch his matches anymore.
Well, Christian Cage says, Phoenix, I hope you get better soon.
Me fucking too.
Yeah,
oh,
me
yeah.
too. Yeah, but he somehow didn't break his shit into pieces.
That
just
does
tore
not
some
make
ligaments.
Any sense to me, man. That doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean, God, thank fucking hell. Thank God for that. Yeah. But holy shit.
Dark Order comes in and says, hey, how's it going?
you guys want, because there's Jungle Boy says, oh, what's next? You know, whoever's next wants a piece. Jack Perry.
he's no longer. There's no gimmicks.
Sorry.
There's no gimmicks.
Sorry.
Steve the Samurai.
Jack.
No gimmicks needed. Steve the Samurai.
Silver Reynolds interrupts and say, you guys want a top 5? And Chris says, well, if you see a top 5 team, send them to see us.
No gimmicks needed. Austin the Dinosaur is his gimmick.
No gimmicks needed. Jungle Jack. Austin the Dinosaur. I fucking hate that.
This is the Chris Candido of our time right here. Austin the Dinosaur.
That's great. Reynolds says, yeah, we're top five. We're top five hunks, top five meat, and top five tag team. And then Silver challenges them to a date with their fists on Rampage.
So Dark Order versus these two fellows with no team name.
The boys.
Yeah, really.
Boys to men.
Okay.
Great.
Matt Hardy versus Pentagon.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know what the thought process was here.
Were people not available and that they just threw this
Matt
together?
Hardy's from this area, so.
Sure, okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
but like, what if, why didn't they just have Private Party have a match and have Matt Hardy out there? And people just want to see Matt Hardy. Like,
a six man, or, I mean, I'm fucking, you know, I've seen a million six mans, but I mean, this match wasn't bad. It was just kind of, it just didn't have to exist.
Yeah. So Hardy says he's going to send Pentagon to the hospital to be with his brother.
Yes.
Penta and Matt Hardy do their gimmicks to start things off in this matchup, like literally for like ever.
Penta is doing the Penta spots. If you need a visual, that's what he did.
They keep doing the gimmick so long, Excalibur just stops talking and just goes, "We do have a 20-minute time limit."
JR probably fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Let him know.
Let him know, motherfucker.
I didn't write anything for this match. I just wrote Pentagon wins with a fear factor.
There was a few things here. I wrote, I don't know why this match is happening. That was one of the things I wrote. Penta and Matt both go for the finishers, both reverse out of it, and then Matt hits DDT on Penta. Penta hits a trio woe double stomp on Matt for a two count. Penta takes a fucking side effect on the apron by Matt, which was my favorite part of the match. Penta kills Matt with a fear factor and then gets the win. So you weren't really missing too much.
So then afterwards is what really, this is where things really kick off here.
Yes.
Alex says, Malakai Black, Penta has a message for you.
Fuck you, is what he should have said.
Lights go out. Malakai Black is here.
Oh, shit. Not only is he here, he immediately fucking big boots Alex Abrantes in the head and kills him.
The Varsity Blondes come out here with Julia Gulia. She's in the
not Julia
eye
Gulia.
Patch gimmick.
Julia Hart, look at the chest and look at their logo.
What's the deal here?
So, Malachi's kicking Penta's ass. Penta super kicks him. Malakai roundhouse Penta. He's tearing at Penta's mask, and that's where Varsity Blondes come out here. All start stomping him out. And then Julia, I think, unless I'm mistaken, got up and told them to stop, right? Is that what happened there?
It seemed like it. Yeah, they zoomed in on her.
Yeah, so tell them to stop, and then Malakai fucking points at all of them, counts them all, and says, three fucking dead dudes. Lights out, lights back on. Big AFI fan Brody King is fucking here in the building, and he takes out everybody. Loves AFI, right?
Yeah, I don't even know if he listens to AFI.
You even like AFI? Bitch.
And then Brian Pillman Jr. beat the fuck out of Brody King right here, crazy enough.
Yeah. Brody King takes everybody out, big cannonball to Pillman. Malakai, they did a cool double team. It was like Malakai gourd-bustered Griff into Brody, and then Brody power-slammed him. That was fucking
cool. Yeah, that was dope.
I like that a lot.
JR says that, who the hell is this big tattooed bastard?
Oh my God. Is he also from Dusseldorf, Germany? I can't take it anymore. I can't take it.
So they call them, Excalibur at least, calls them the Kings of the Black Throne.
So they already have a name that they knew already.
Sure, because they are PWG tag champs.
Sure. Okay.
I hope they just go by the House of Black.
Well, they're not.
I don't know how I feel about the Kings of the Black Throne.
It's a lot.
Feels like
a
2007
words.
MySpace name.
Sure.
Yeah.
And when you don't even really listen to AFI, can you really use that name?
I don't think. You know what? You're right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
House of Black. I mean, why not just be House of Black? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I like the House of Black. So maybe go with that. But either way, Brody King's a good worker, and Malakai is
the big
boss.
Hell yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, if Julia Gulia's with them, sounds good to me, man.
Well, not only that, you know, they might have another friend, but we'll get there in a couple segments.
Backstage segment, Layla Hirsch, Red Velvet, and Chris Statlander are apparently in a trios tag on Rampage.
Yes, and they all, or at least Layla and Statlander, still don't fucking like each other.
I'm glad that we get to talk about this because we get to talk about when you guys were over here too. So go ahead, explain the segment really quick.
Okay, so there, you know, Statlander has a match on Dynamite this week. Of course, it's the intergender tag match with Cole and Britt and her in Orange. And Layla says, "Stat, don't you think it's selfish of you to worry about that match? You know, when you have next week instead of the match on Rampage, you know, you should worry about our fucking match." And Stat says, "I'm not the only one trying to, you know, I'm not the one always trying to get the pin here. So if I didn't think I could handle it, I wouldn't accept it." And Red Velvet says, whoa, can we fucking, like, get on the same, can we please, can we stop this shit? If we have any chance of winning, I need both of you to get together. And then Stat and Layla dap each other up, and then that's it. That's the end there.
Okay, so Chris Statler says, "I'm not the one always trying to steal pins."
Yes.
And now I feel like a 6,000 IQ lore master now. I get to drop that information. So what? Layla Hirsch and Red Velvet team on AEW Dark.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And Layla tags herself in and does arm bars after Red Velvet does her finish on people as a rib.
That's right. Oh, my God.
I randomly knew that. This because we were watching Dark, JCW, GCW, NWA, and every fed that ever existed when yes, y'all were over true. Here.
Yes, everything. We ran the gamut.
Ran
of all
the
of
gauntlet
them.
On yeah. these shows, and yeah. I saw Layla Hirsch and Red Velvet teaming. I go, are they teaming? And then Layla stole the arm bar and got the victory. And I was like, why the hell did you do that? He said, I don't know. I love AEW Dark. And Steve Sanders.
Of course.
And Grim Reefer.
Grim Reefer.
Tony, fucking huge Grim Reefer, and Steve Sanders got too.
Hold on, that's I like yeah. Grim Reefer. Why is this not on me?
You're not even around for this, dude. You're not even alive for
Grim
Reefer
since
run.
I was like 15. What are you
yeah,
talking about?
Yeah, things changed since you were 15, it looks like. You're not rocking with the Reefer no more.
Get out of here. Always rocking with the Reefer.
Grim Reefer and Steve Sanders, baby, and Wrecking Ball Ligurski.
Wrecking Ball Ligurski.
Jeremiah Plunkett.
I told you I like Jeremiah Plunkett and Tatanka together.
Hey, Tootie Lynn, you know Tootie Lynn.
Cool. Holy shit, black belt and karate.
Look at the mask. Yeah, Rubens.
That's
style.
What's up, man. No
Rubens.
No. There's no Rubens anywhere near here.
Ah, oh, are you sure?
We have the Acclaimed versus Bear Country.
Where's the viral music video?
I want you to know. I wrote down here in one big bullet point. What the hell is going on? What is this match?
Come
apparently,
on, bro.
The Acclaimed are the number one ranked team. Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah. You know, you watch Dark. What do you mean? You
yeah,
know this,
well,
bro.
Apparently, I missed that tidbit information. I was too busy watching Steve Sanders and Grim Reefer. So,
well, I think
sorry.
They're technically the number one ranked team because the rankings reset and they're only team other than the Jungle
wow,
No Gimmicks
okay.
Needed that have.
A win.
The 1-0 yes. That makes him number one.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Yes.
Sweet.
I think that's
okay,
what I
well,
yeah.
The claim win.
Sick. All right. So just I did, there's not too much here. There's a funny little thing here. Bear Country had a double team move where Boulder fucking Gourd Busters Max onto Bowens and then Bronson Sentons on both. That's fucking cool. I actually do like both these teams. Bear Country is cool. I wish they weren't just dudes that are here to lose all the time because they're good, but it is what it is, you know. You can only have so many tag teams on TV,
sure,
I guess.
Sure.
Boulder, Bear Boulder hits a fucking double End of Days on the Acclaimed, which
that's
was cool as
that
hell.
That is really cool.
Bear Country go for the Bear Bomb, and of course, Excalibur calls it that, and JR says, not the Bear Bomb.
Oh my God,
oh,
he did.
Not the Bear Bomb.
Bowens pulls cast.
This is the number one contender match for the tag team.
Not your bear bomb.
Fuck you, Bear Country. You're not a bear bomb. Stupid ass move.
No gimmicks needed. Bear Boulder. Bear Bronson. They could go right with Jack Perry and Austin the Dinosaur. They should, honestly.
Steve the Boulder, yeah. That's what a great guy there.
Steve the Boulder.
Tom Bear.
Real name, no gimmicks, man. That's real talk. I like that.
Bowens pulls Caster out of the way, and they miss the Bear Bomb. And then Bowen's and Balder get bumped to the outside. Caster rolls up Bronson for two. And then Caster hits the mic drop on Bronson for the win.
No, I can't get over this, bro. I remember this so vividly for some reason. It's like, one, like out of all everything I know, show, I remember that super
It was
vividly.
Almost like he didn't want you to hear it. It was like he was whispering it to Shivani, but they caught it on commentary. Oh, fuck.
I want that version in the Attitude Era, not the Stone Cold Stunner.
Dude, I love
not the
I
last
love
ride.
That there is some people on this show that JR sees for the first time every time he sees them.
And he hates him every time. He hates him every time.
It's a
he
reminder.
Hates you every time over. Yeah.
You don't get a re-roll. You just get the same roll every time.
This is the butterfly effect. Every time he goes back, you can't stop it. You just can't.
Fuck this guy, man. Who shined him? They've been here for 2 years.
The bear? Okay, yeah, sure.
The bear?
So you got bears. A bear and a dinosaur. What the fuck is happening here? I love this fucking guy, man. He's my favorite.
He's so crazy. Such a menace.
AEW would not be
man.
The same for me without JR, man.
Oh, wow. So we have a pre-tape.
No, the Acclaim, hold on, fucker. The Acclaim get the win here, and then the lights go out. And then fucking
How many
Sting's
times are the lights going to go out the show?
Sting is, we got technical difficulties here, Sean. Sting is here, bro. Sting is here because they said fuck Sting, and he's old, and he wants to fuck Darby or something. I don't remember what happened. He has a
You're
daddy kink. That's what it is. Tony
Sting.
Daddy kink, right? Darby has his fucked up dive. On Max Caster, Bowens goes to hit Sting with a boombox, but Sting fucking hammers it with a bat, and it's on the ground, and Bowens keeps going for it, and Sting keeps smashing the boombox with the bat, and then he sends Caster into the ring and Scorpion death drop on Caster, and then that's, now we go to the pre-tape.
What are you, blind? Jesus!
Is that all you wrote? You caught me off guard so bad! This segment was so sick, you fucking asshole. This was so good. Why? Why? Oh. Why, man? You could have waited.
Holy fuck.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, man. That's not so even on top of that, there's something fucking tremendous at the top of this. So it's you don't see what's going on here. It's just the voice. And it says, it's Pac talking. And he says, I'm sorry, Mr. Bastard. Your sight may never return. His name is Pac Bastard. That's awesome.
Oh my God. What is up with everyone on this show, man? Everyone on this show. Awesome, the dinosaur, Steve the Bear, Pac Bastard. What the fuck's going on here?
Tom Bear.
This shit's fucked up, dude.
So yeah, Pac is his eyes are covered up in fucking medical tape, and he says, "I see everything. My perspective is different, and my vision has never been so clear." So I don't know if they're gonna have this fucker wrestle like this, but I hope they do
better.
At least
That's
once,
awesome.
Man.
Awesome, hell yeah,
even yeah. I think
time.
He can too. I mean, like
Me
it's
too.
Like he can see through that. I'm pretty sure, right?
I mean, that would be 400 IQ.
No,
I
he
imagine,
cannot
right?
see through it. His yeah, vision is gone.
He's blind.
So he's blind.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But yeah, I would love. God, I hope they do that, man. So I don't know if this is like with him joining House Black as well. House of Black.
I saw. I guess AEW is reaching out to like different videographers. To like, they don't have like one in-house videographer that does all this stuff,
which is probably good because it makes everything feel
it's
different.
A good idea, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, like having like that just like increases the show quality so
sure.
much. You
yeah.
know?
God, I love these pack ones too. They're awesome, bro.
Yeah, they are. They are really cool. I feel like he always has something. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, even though he doesn't wrestle all the time, he makes sure he stays like
Like he's relevant. In the back of your mind. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Andrew Everett is going to be on Rampage.
Wow. Yeah, I guess let's just talk about that here now.
Okay, sure.
So Andrew Everett, I saw the match because gotta check out our guy. That's our fucking guy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, we actually took a second before we recorded.
Yeah, he did the Everett special.
Yeah, that was really
that's
awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Fuck
yeah,
yeah. Fuck yeah,
it's cool as fuck. But he did the Everett special, one for a springboard, and then Sean Spears fucking Death Valley driving him. He lost. That's
hey, let me tell you guys something really quick. Yes. He does the Everett special and a fuck ton
Holy.
More on dpwondemand.com. Yes. Check out DPW, you already know.
If you somehow have never seen Andrew Everett, and let's just say you have $0, go check out DPW Fire, because Andrew Everett has two of the craziest fucking matches ever on
Truly.
For free on
yeah,
our YouTube.
For free right now.
It's unbelievable. So Andrew Everett is not a CW that I made up. He's a real person.
He's fucking crazy,
and he's
man.
Fucking great. So yes, shout out to the big dog Andrew Everett. I'm so fucking happy that he got to do that. Yeah. And I hope, God, if they have any clue, man, they will fucking make sure he comes back again and again and again. And hopefully they get to fucking let him, like, just go
crazy
for one of these. Yeah, man, because it's been
just
too
let him
long,
and Dante
man.
Have the match on TV, man.
Oh my God, dude. You even if just... you give them 5 minutes, dude, like Andrew can do a 15-minute match in 5 minutes if he wanted to. You know, it's like he's nuts.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Big love to Andrew Everett. Please, please fucking
yeah.
give that guy $1 billion.
We go backstage. Matt Hardy says he is tired of focusing on others and it is time to focus on himself.
Whoa.
Andrade comes up and says, here is a water and a drink. Take some time off, pal.
Yeah. So you need to focus. You're a businessman. I'm a businessman. You like money. I love money. I want to negotiate a deal with you because I know this will benefit you. And of course, Andrade El Idolo. Matt says, I'd love to talk to you, but not in front of these people. Let's go to my office. So they go and talk. So I don't know what that, I don't know if they're going to combine forces. They're going to be the corporate ministry. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, hell
maybe.
Yeah.
Let's
wow.
Do
yeah.
It.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Well, the main event for this evening, Sammy Guevara.
Yes.
Versus Danny Garcia.
Because Sammy is the interim TNT champion because Cody couldn't defend the belt at Battle of the Belts. So Sammy faced Dustin Rhodes and took a Canadian Destroyer through a table, I think, which was cool as fuck.
Yeah. So what's the deal here? So Cody presumably has COVID from what I understand.
I think he's okay now, but he did at the
yeah,
time of
he's
that.
Good
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, he was only going to be, you know, COVID's like a 2-3 week thing if everything goes, you know, okay.
Right.
So what did they feel the need to do an interim belt for?
I think because because they said there was going to be a TNT title match on that show, and maybe it was a TNT thing that, like, hey, we want a TNT title match.
That makes
on
sense.
This,
okay.
Yeah,
this
that probably
Saturday
makes
special.
Sense.
Because I think that was like this focal point of
they could
the
have
special.
Sent him to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Sure, they could have. Yeah, yeah. He should have
got
defended
a shuttle
it.
Bus. And
sure, yeah, yeah. He could have defended against Andrew Everett. Yeah, yeah.
Would have been crazy. Would have been yeah. nuts. Actually,
it would have been fucked.
Yeah, really. So Jericho and Kingston are out here for this matchup. They end up locking up here, and they just start slapping the shit out of each other.
Dude, beating the shit out of each other, and then Sammy just dumps him over the top rope, and it's a big fucking dive.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fucking sweet. Yo, Daniel Garcia, man, has a super simple style, man, and this is a style that's going to carry him a long way.
He's so good, man.
Yeah, I mean, because he really doesn't, like, when you look at it from a move-by-move situation here, he doesn't do very much, but everything
sure.
means a lot. You know sure. what I mean? Daniel Garcia, man, he only has, like, 3 pages on Cage Match. So, like, he has, like, I don't know.
That's crazy.
A couple Whoa. Hundred matches? Yeah, I don't
so
know.
So, I knew about Daniel because I know he was a regular in C4 wrestling in Canada, and that's who I do the fighting back stuff with. So, I always heard about fucking Red Death and, like, seeing him, like, I think I saw something earlier that he, like, has, like, the most main events in the last 6 months or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he tweeted
yeah.
something about it. Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
hell, man.
Cool yeah, he has 204 matches career.
That's
he's only 23.
Fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, that is. That's honestly.
He's only
going to
get better, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's a guy that sticks on the roster because he just does the opposite.
Sure.
Him and Kingston are actually a lot alike, really.
I was going to say, he's like, yeah, I was. If there was anyone I could say, okay, this is how I think he like wrestles like, it's probably like Kingston, yeah.
So they lock up, start slapping each other. Sammy does a suicide plunge to the outside on Daniel Garcia. Sammy starts doing his shit, starts flipping around, does a huge flipping senton to the outside, look good.
Yes.
Garcia hits a northern lariat, then a backdrop driver.
Oh,
not
my
the Saeed, a backdrop driver.
Yes.
For two.
Was it dive Sammy did the double spring fucking one to the floor?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I love that fucking thing, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, me too. Sammy's gotten really good. Then we got really good.
He's actually not only has he gotten good, he's only gotten crazier too.
Yeah, and I love his 6:30. It's fucked.
Me
like,
too.
Really
yeah.
Sammy goes for the GTH. Garcia catches him in the sharpshooter.
Yes. They call the Scorpion on commentary, but I would...
I think it's just because Sting works there, probably.
That's fair, yeah.
Sammy goes for the cutter, but Garcia catches him in a sleeper, then transitions to a bulldog choke, and then transitions to a pile driver, and all in about 5 seconds.
Fucking crushes him with the pile driver, too. Look good.
And that reminds me a lot. When I saw that, I was like, wow, this feels like Colby Carino. Colby's really good at, like, he'll do something, and then the next thing he does is like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And then the next thing he does is like, okay, this is all.
He's very, I don't know, he flows very well, though, yeah. It feels like, remember when you would create moves in, like, 2K14? Like, it would go one to the next thing.
Yeah, yeah, make sure you get the flow just right.
Yes, you gotta, it has to connect, though.
Sammy kicks out a two at that. 2.0 come down, and they jump Jericho, and I think they push Kingston down,
I think they also jumped Kingston before. They didn't catch that, and then they jumped Jericho, okay.
Garcia goes for another pile driver. Sammy knees him and goes for the GTH here.
Knee him right in the fucking jaw, too. Look good.
Garcia rolls him up, but Sammy pushes him into Matt Lee.
I think he super kicked Jeff Parker just before that and then got rolled up.
Okay, yeah, there was a lot going on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sammy hits the GTH here, hits some of it for the win.
Yes.
And then 2.0 attack, and then Jericho and Kingston clear them out.
Yeah, they get in and attack 2.0, and Kingston is like, hey, fuck you. This was mine. What are you doing? This is mine. Which is, and dude, this is even crazy. I mean, again, I feel bad. Like, I repeat myself a lot here, but it's still, like, surreal. Like, Kingston and Jericho are middle of the ring arguing with one another, and the crowd is chanting Eddie. Like, holy fuck.
Super over, man.
That's awesome,
yeah,
bro.
That's really cool.
Fuck, that's fucking cool, man. Eddie Kingston's the man. So, yeah, this is a weird episode of Dynamite, I guess is the best way to put it. Because I don't think it was bad. It was just there was a lot of, like, what is going on this show? Like, a lot of
middle stuff where I was like, okay.
It felt like a means to an end. Like, we had to get through this to get to hopefully something better on the next one.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it felt like... they're like strawing some stuff like, oh, Hardy's from Carolina, so we can get here. And
yes.
I'm sure on paper, like I think TK books like that, where it's like on paper, this makes all of this makes sense. All of this makes sense. But it's is this exactly super compelling? Is there the answer?
Because there was a lot of like post-match stuff, right? Like the Acclaim things post-match, Powerhouse Hobbs and Dante's all post-match, Punk and Wardlow, even though it was a good match, it was all post-match. It's all like everything had, there was no like just, this is a fucking sweet match, here we go. Like everything was like, this is happening because we have to get to the next step, which is not always bad. Much. It was just
not
every
bad.
Match was that.
Sure.
You know? So,
yeah.
But speaking of this week on Dynamite, we have some matches announced. We have Orange Cassidy and Chris Statlander against Britt Baker and Adam Cole, which is cool. They've had maybe a handful of intergender matches, right, in AEW? So.
Mixed tags, yeah.
Yeah, sure. CM Punk against Shawn Spears, which I'm very looking forward to.
Yeah.
Serena Deeb taking on Sky Blue, which hopefully that's fucking good. Hopefully they give it a little time. The TNT champion Cody Rhodes returns. Hopefully that's an in-ring segment.
Yeah.
And Sting and Darby will be taking on the Acclaimed. So there's a lot of that sounds all good to me. I think that sounds
good. Yeah, sure.
And next week we'll be back, of course, with another episode and the retro returns and all the shit and fucking ass and we're out of time.
We gotta get out of here.
Gotta get out of here.
I'm out of here.